And here we are. We are on Thursday. Here we are, the August 27th. Where is the year going? It is so exciting. You know, when one totally surrenders into the divine, everything can open up. Not just a little bit, but a whole bunch. And I think you've heard me talking about the surrender on the program, not knowing who I am, not having an identity, just showing up whenever and wherever. So here we are in the Judith Conrad Show. This program is about making a difference, one broadcast at a time. I consider this a virtual classroom on the airwaves, and it's about deep listening and deep questioning. I'd love to hear you. I'd love to have you call in and share with what's going on with you. We're about halfway through the new moon and the full moon. The new moon was a Leo new moon, August the 20th, and now we're going towards the Pisces full moon, September the 4th, halfway through. So new moons are always about, let's see what the new is that wants to happen. So when I got to that point, I was just kind of, I felt like I was pretty much surrendered. And now what? Now what? Now what? And for many, it was about a completion, an ending of things that were old. And with this new moon two-week period between now and September the 4th, I mean, it began on August the 20th, you're being asked to look at what you let go of in order to have something that is even more fabulous than you could have ever imagined. And it's also about the clarity that you get from the surrender. It's not about you and what you think you're going to do. It's like let's tell God what you think you want to do and just listen for the laughter, you know. And I used to love to hear Gene Houston talking about that. She says, you want to tell God your plans? Go ahead, listen to the laughter. Anyway, something like that. So, we are here to, just to be, and like I said, if you want to give me a call, the tarot card that I pulled for the last two or three days, I really haven't done anything with it. I've tried to write to people and let them know what it is. It's a devil card. Well, you know, the devil card pushes a lot of buttons with certain people because they feel it's like the Antichrist. It is the, and a lot of the work that I do, I've been accused of that kind of work because I think outside of the box. And I actually went to a Lutheran church last Sunday just to kind of touch bases about what was going on in the churches. And it was good. It was very good. And I also know that there's so much more than what the church can present. There's that, you know, beyond the horizon, beyond this galaxy, beyond this God, there is a God that's beyond that God and a God beyond that God. And when you start thinking like that, well, just play with that idea that there's something beyond who we are and what we're about that is directing this whole thing. And when we think we know what we're doing and we keep pushing and trying to hang on to what was the old, it seems to, you know, clog up the drain. Well, with the devil card, with the Crowley deck, this is the most sexual, sensual card in the whole deck. And of course, with that sensuality in the second chakra, which it governs the, you know, the creativity, it governs relationships, it governs your sexual desire and all of your sexual organs. Well, right now I'm feeling halfway through new moon and full moon that we are getting a shot in the arm or wherever. A little humor too. We're getting some humor in here. And we're allowing that sexuality and sensuality, that kundalini energy, to come up from the first chakra and to really move up to whatever new feels like it wants to emerge. Well, you know, when I was, I don't know, but it just, things started happening like popcorn around me, and I just couldn't figure out, you know. I said, okay, I'm not doing it. I did that before. I'm not doing it. No, 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 no. I said, if you want me to do it, then it has to come and be given to me on a silver platter. Well, guess what? It comes along and it's given to me in a silver platter. So when you know, you say, okay, I'm not going to let my ego get involved with this. I'm just going to allow it to happen. And if it is to be, it's like the third time a book falls off the shelf, then it's time for you to read the book. With this devil card, it's represented by the god Pan. And Pan is that, you know, the I don't know, just the trickster, not the devil, it's just, you know, having fun and just always a twist in something. So what is the twist that's going on here right now? And so on this card is a mountain goat. And the horns that the goat is wearing is that of Aries. Aries is about new beginnings. And I want you to just imagine and pretend that there are new beginnings happening, whether you know what they are or not. That, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning and there's going to be something new and I don't know what it is and I don't care and I'm just going to dream about it. So when I get up in the morning, I'll be able to run with it, whether it's teeny tiny or nothing at all. All right? So you're going to dream about whatever new is going to happen in the morning. There will be. There will be. Absolutely, I promise you, there's something new. Pan is going to make it fun. It's going to be a twist from what you thought before. All right? You got that? All right. Now, the other astrological sign on this card is that of Capricorn. Capricorn says, I have to have a very strong foundation. What is it that is my strongest suit? What is it that I'm really, really good at? I am not, for me, I wouldn't be asking for anyone to vote on it because that's not important for you out there to vote on whether you're good at it. You know whether you're good at it. Sometimes we have to have other people telling us, you know, you're really good at this. You ought to continue doing this. And I, to which I sometimes will reply, well, I should be getting paid for this then. Yeah. And that's also in the works, that one would be paid for the natural gifts that one has. You got it? Okay, you got that new energy with you. You got something new that wants to cook. You got really something that wants to just, like popcorn, wants to pop. And with the devil card, you know, most people think in some of the decks, it's like blocked energy. With this, it has the capacity to blow out any place where you may be blocked in anything, any way, shape, or form. This is one of the favorite things I love to do when I do my readings for people, is to find out where they're blocked and why, perhaps why something didn't work. Why? Here's that silly question. And it's about taking you back to who you are and what you do. What is it you are really, really good at? And on the card in the background are cobwebs. The cobwebs, it's like they're asking you to dust off those cobwebs, dust off the dirt, dust off the dust, and let's get down to bottom line. What is it that you really came to do? Because what you did think you were going to do is not available anymore because there's something new and much better. Hoo-hoo! So we've got Aries, new beginnings, and we've got Capricorn, that solid foundation of business and of the money. So money and business, and for those people who haven't done a business plan, yes, even around a radio program, very important to know what it is, what's the end destination of why you're doing the radio program, why you're going for this new, from the new moon, why are you going for that new intention? Or maybe it's the old one, and that's fine too. The old is well, where's this poem? Oh, here, I have this poem. And this came from wonderful astrologer. I'll get her name in just a minute. When you accept things as they are. All right, this is the way it is. And I also read just recently that when you are a master, you accept where you are. Okay, when you accept things as they are, even when they're not what you want at the moment. All righty. How many of you out there have something going on and you really, it's not what you really want? Maybe you didn't want to surrender and you didn't want to let go of XYZ. You didn't want to, well, actually, I let go of my whole business. I said, you know, there's nothing going on in this business. There's no excitement. And so I let it go. And out of that, and then I started getting readings, you know. All right, go figure. Because I think we hang on too tightly to something. When you accept things as they are, even when they're not what you want at the moment, you then have the power to create something new instead of trying to uncreate something old. That's marvelous. Therefore, don't try to uncreate the old. Simply step over the whatever, the step over the log, whatever the block, step over it, whatever, and let's move on to the new. Yeah. It's like you can focus on the negative or you can focus on the positive. Now, sometimes when you're in the middle of the stuff, the old stuff and the negativity, it's very difficult to pick your feet up out of the sludge, out of the quagmire, out of the quicksand, because you're so attached to whatever. And for many, and then this is what's going on is in the astrology too, and in the world, we're being asked to let go of, big time, of anything that, in fact, just flat out surrender to everything and anything. Walking around the house, I looked at all the books, and I said, do I really need this? Do I really need that? There were so many things in the each room that I could have given up in a heartbeat. I mean, I don't look at them anymore. If I were enjoying them, because most people, one of my friends in the Bay Area used to say, it becomes part of the landscape. So if you put a pile of papers of junk in a corner and you keep walking by that same pile of papers and that same stuff, pretty soon you don't even see it. In fact, some of you will even decorate it and put a cloth over it and put some kind of a vase on it. It's the same with the old belief systems. You walk by these old belief systems and you keep forgetting that that's something that really isn't your belief system. It may be something that came from your parents, came from somebody else. And you just keep accepting it, and there you go. It's there. Wonderful card. I like this card. It's quite misunderstood, very much like the Tower card and the Death card. Those three cards kind of get a bum rap. And that's why a lot of people say, oh, I hate that tarot deck. I hate cards and all that. How can you use them to work with business clients? I said, well, because it shows up what's at, where it's at. Many people who have called here on this program have followed up with our call to my email, and we've just had marvelous conversations. I love them. In fact, one wonderful lady in Canada continually sends me wonderful, she does readings for me. I think it's fabulous. You know, it's a two-way street. Let me give you my email just in case. Conrad3198@comcast.net. In the meantime, if you feel like calling to me, that would be wonderful. That would be marvelous. Continuing on. All right. So just tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing out there as we get ready for this full moon. It seems like we live life between, for me anyway, between the new moon and the full moon. The new moon, full moon into the new moon. It's just kind of fun. I love that concept of being able to look to see what's going on. I take a peek as what's going on with the stars, what's going on with the planets, and it really is good. Especially when you can look at the mountain astrologer. I dearly hope that you if you ever get a chance to read The Mountain Astrologer, it's a little pricey. You can subscribe to it, though. Yeah, it's $8 in the United States, $10 in Canada. I always go to Stephanie Austin because she has a real handle on what's going on here. New concepts. Oh, my gosh. If you can just accept that the new is emerging so strongly. Here goes my lemon water. Ah, yes. Yeah, the new is emerging so strongly. All right. Let's see what else we have going with these cards. The devil card's out of the deck. Let's get the rest of the deck out here. And by the way, tonight, for some reason, I grabbed my own personal deck. So there's a lot of energy about what's going on with me, and it is good stuff. I'm feeling very, very good about what's happening with me and with radio, etc. So let's think of a question. What is it that you'd like to know? And by the way, when I do a reading for people, a general one like this on the radio, I expect you to be able to transfer my information into your own life. Yeah. You're transit, what is the word I'm thinking of, from one language to another. You're changing what I've said in, so that it will apply to you. Think of your question. So I'm going to think of a question, too. Okay, I've got my question. Okay, I've shuffled my cards, and I've been holding it over my heart because I really want the heart answer from this. And I'm going to drop the card. Okay, nice clean cut. When it's a clean cut, I'll take it. Otherwise, I don't. All right. The card that came up for you is the Hierophant. It came up for me. The Hierophant is a Taurus card. And Taurus is about making life simple, sweet, beautiful, so that it works a very simple formula. If it gets to be too complicated, that's not where it's going to really work for you. Let's keep it simple. And I like that kiss. Keep it simple, sweetie. Not stupid. We don't need to do that. So with the Hierophant, in and around my question, which I'm not revealing, you can call in and I'll interpret it for you. The Hierophant, as a Taurus, is about the simplicity of things. It is, each one of these cards you could read for I don't know how long you could read for these. Just take a different question. And you just transfer the information. Okay, so this is about being a spiritual master and being the teacher. So whatever my question was, it's about being the master, the teacher, the advisor, the initiate. And I'm really feeling very strongly that many of us are waking up, even though I've been working on spirituality for 25 years. I continue to learn. This has three figures on it. Oh, many, many figures. The first one is the male, the masculine side of oneself. In and around your question, this is saying, be the wise one in and around your question. We're always going to keep ego out of this whole thing because right now ego is ready to rear its ugly little head, big head, whatever it is. And it's asking you to look at the wisdom that you already contain in and around your question. The second human figure on here is the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is the balance to that, taking action and being that magnetic energy that will attract a furthering of whatever is coming to you out of your question. See, once you've got the question of give me information about, then we can go from there. And for me, the most important card, the part of this card, is the inner child in the heart. And it's in a pentagram. And the pentagram is right in the center of a pyramid. And, of course, on this card, they have the double helix, which is what is above is below. So with this, whatever spirit, God, goddess, all that is, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, whoever your higher power is, is bringing you information about this question. Give me information about. Now, someone said, well, that's not a question. It's like a demand. Well, so be it. It works for me. And, you know, when we start nitpicking about something, about the legalities or the details, then we kind of lose the whole thing. So my inner child says, oh, yes, I like whatever this new thing is. And the wise one, the masculine part, says, now, my child, let's take our time with this. Let's not rush into anything. And the divine feminine says, I'm just here to receive. Nice combination, huh? Well, there are many other things on this. And by the way, the I am the Hierophant, which is my card by birth. Fun, really. It's not an easy card to have. It's number 5. And, of course, with that comes all the karma. Well, that's another story. All right, so that's your question. We've gotten the situation kind of nailed down based on whatever we were talking about. I have my question. You have yours. And for those people who are listening on the archives, you can now, you know, take time. I think you can even pause it. I'm not sure. Now let's look at what caused the situation or led from the past to whatever the new is that wants to come forth. So I've shuffled that. What caused the situation? What are the past influences? All right. Another major arcana. My goodness, major things happening. When major arcanas come in, that means that there's big stuff that's happening for you and around you. So the Lover's card, which comes right after the Hierophant, is a Gemini card. Gemini. Two things are coming in. Okay, so I looked at my question, which is to let the wise one come in, let the inner child get into play in the divine feminine. And now I'm bringing in what caused it from the past. This is the Lovers. Okay, the Lovers, the dark and the light, the young and the old. So what I'm looking at here is that whatever you used to do in great abundance, whether it's money, prosperity, success, is coming back around again. And this time it's coming back around in a much more solid way. You may have written the business plan before, and now as you're looking at it, well, my goodness, I wonder why it didn't work way back then. Well, you were different back then. I was different back then. There was no way that I could have maintained what wants to happen here. So this is a little scary, you know. It didn't work before. I sure got a lot of experience out of it, though. And the people around now are different than they were before. And they don't have your same history that you had before, nor you don't know what their history was. Does that make sense to you? All right, let's look at the future. What's the potential for this? Let's see what could come up in the future. What is the potential for change from what it was before? All right, let's see what came up. All right, the Princess of Cups, which is a mastery card. Of course, I was holding my breath and thinking, oh my gosh, I hope it's not a challenge card. Which I think everyone does. They do, when there's something coming up for the future, we don't want something bad or a challenge. We want it easy. We've done a lot of work. So we have the Hierophant. We have the Lover's card. Now we have the Princess of Cups, which is the quote I always use is, let go and let God. It's not up to you. Whatever's happening, it is not up to you. This is, again, asking for that divine surrender. You'll be taken care of in and around your question. Let go and let the higher power, in fact, the wise one and the divine feminine and the inner child, let them each have a voice about your question. In fact, that would be something good for you to call in and hear what the Hierophant has to say. The wise one, the divine feminine, and the inner child. If I were to say, what does the wise one say to you? Your inner wise one would say to you, fear not, for I am always with you. I shall not allow you to fail. Before, when you did fail, you were not listening. Take a breath on that one. Okay, so for you and for me, we weren't listening, and that's why the failure came in. If there's anyone out there who hasn't failed in anything, well, you probably shouldn't be listening to this program. You're perfect, and you're probably not on the planet. And the feminine, the divine feminine, would say, I am here to receive. I am here to receive the love that others want to give to you, to give unto you. And the inner child says, let's rock, let's play. Let's play as hard as we can. Yeah. Cool, huh? Yeah. Princess of Cups. Nice card. Very nice card. All right. Like I said, we're open for calls. And we, based on your question, I'd love to hear have you call in. We are awaiting our divine marching orders. Because of the solstices we've had between June and August, pretty much everything has been broken up so that you can't really rely on whatever it was before that you thought was so important. Huh. In fact, some people, because of what's going on and the intensity, and it's getting more intense. You know, I could say that before, and I never really quite felt it like I do now. It's so intense. In the surrender, it's wonderful. In the fighting it's not comfortable. So many people are leaving the planet because they can't adjust. You remember the old-fashioned phonographs? You had your 78, your 45s, and there was a groove, and the needle felt, you know, went round and round in the groove, and of course that's how you heard the music. Now most of you haven't a clue what that's about. We have a new groove that has been created. Yeah. A new groove, and so many of the people who are leaving the planet, they cannot adjust to that new groove. In fact, most people will deny that there is a new groove, that there's any change, and yet you can see it. You can see it in our government. You can see it in the health program that's being presented. I don't get into politics and all that. That's just moot for me. The new groove is being created in anything and everything that is uncomfortable for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, many people I know also have cancer and the swine flu. That's hitting like a plague. And, of course, there's a whole thing about the flu shots that many people are being told, do not get the flu shot because they're contaminated. Okay, when you get cancer, they say do not do chemotherapy. Do not do radiation because that's going to weaken the body. These two, well, swine flu not so much, but I know definitely cancer. This seems to be the deciding factor whether people are going to stay on the planet or whether they're going to fight and to awaken. Recently I lost my cousin's wife. Dear, dear friend. Well, I mean, we've known each other forever. And she went immediately into chemotherapy, as most people do. Well, somehow the fighting part or the awakening just did not happen, went back to smoking when she had lung cancer. And I don't know that she ever really connected to God. I'm sure she is connected to God now because she's on the other side. Many times, diseases will be the wake-up call. Accidents, an automobile accident will be the awakening factor. Because there's a new direction for you and a new groove for you, and because you're not listening to that, what the new groove is, and not accepting it, many times the disease will come in and try to awaken you. The new reality, the new book, the new invention, or rewiring in order to get on this new path and the new groove just can't happen because you're not listening. Boy, am I here to listen. I know that it's important for me to do that. I have things to do to help people. Okay? Time to take care of ourselves, to pamper ourselves. In fact, every day I take a nap. Today I took two. During that time of taking naps, it's a time when ideas come to me, revelations of something that, especially on a day that I do television or radio. And here's another thing. Many people are eating much more because they need the energy. It's almost like teenagers. Remember, if you had a teenager, you were around, you as a teenager, you ate constantly because you were growing and emerging, you're bulking up in the physical. Now, you may be bulking up, but primarily, I think you are growing so rapidly spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, and some actually physically, that you really need to pamper yourself. Another factor to add in here would be the exercise. I've been doing water aerobics. And I love doing the water aerobics. It connects, of course, Scorpios. Connects me with the water. We have these two jugs that we take out to the deep end, and we do all these fabulous exercises. And I can feel the stretch. And it's easy because there's no weight on the body there. Here's another factor that's coming in. Fatigue and insomnia. They're coming in also. A lot of people can't sleep at night. No, they can't. And you're tired. That's because, and if you notice that, then you know that there's something cooking in you. Something cooking that wants to be defined, refined, and to be brought forth. That you definitely have a higher purpose. Now, natural talents and your gifts and passions, it's really important in how we contribute to society and the whole. And so taking a look at what you do naturally. And sometimes it's just turning 20 degrees to be able to see what's over your shoulder, or, you know, even less than that. And again, that's what one of the things that when I'm doing a tarot reading for people, that usually shows up. And what's most important is what's blocking you. What's blocking you in trying to write your book? Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a reading for a lady who has a book in her, and she's not been able to bring it forward. Well, if the truth be known, the only reason she's writing it is everyone is telling her this is a great marketing tool. In other words, she's writing it for the wrong reason. And it will never come forth until she gets that inner passion of that, well, I can use the inner child, or that inner wise one, or the inner divine feminine, which is going to emerge with this project. And it becomes a mission and a vision for the higher good of society or the whole. So as a marketing tool, you know, give it up. if it is to be written, it must come from within. The old way of books, I mean, they're boring, most of them. They're your story. The story, now that's not boring. Because your story has a mission to it. It's your mission, and it has some kind of a depth to it. That, well, when Christ would tell the parables, it was so simple and short and sweet. And yet there was a depth to it that went beyond anything. And it told about your culture, about vision, about what you wanted to do when you were this, you know, sometimes. And some of the books that are out there are about, they've researched, they've collected all of the information from everyone else who's written a book to back up something. You're quiet out there tonight. You could give me a call. You have the number. Let's hear from you. What's going on with you? You got a book in you? Something new coming up? Something emerging that you want to share with us? You know, one of the things I'm having so much fun with on my TV program, every Monday night I invite different people to be a guest. So I met this one delightful lady, and she does everything I do. I mean, she does all the classes that I do. She does all of that. So I didn't really want to invite her on the program. I thought, why? She does the same thing as I do. And so I invited her, and my goodness, the audience loved the two of us. Not just her, but they loved the two of us working together. I thought, well, let me invite her back again. And again, people loved her. So I said, let's make this an every other week. Every other week we're going to do this, the Clarity Queens, just the two of us. Well, 2 weeks later, somehow in my email, I mistyped the date. And a third lady showed up who is outrageous. I call her loquacious. And so I said, okay, we've got three of us. Let's just go. We've got three Clarity Queens here tonight. Well, lo and behold, the audience the lines just lit up. Just lit up, and we had more calls. One pulled, she has a deck of cards herself that she created for finances, healing money. I used the tarot card, and the third lady that showed up, she says, oh, I don't know, I'm a born-again Christian. I don't know what I'm, how do I fit in here? Open-minded, though, open-minded. She brought that business part of it in because she's a very, of the three, I think she's the most successful. But what do I know? Anyway, the audience just loved it. So all of a sudden it emerged to the Clarity Queens, and now we're taking it further. And we're going to be meeting tomorrow morning to determine where we're going to do and how we're going to do it. You never know what's going to change in the whole thing. I had no idea that this was going to emerge out of the making a mistake on an email on the date. Who was in charge of that, you think, huh? You think God was in charge of that whole thing? You think I'm being divinely set up? I like that, being divinely set up. I'll take that any day. We already have our first booking to go and speak at a group. And are we going to have fun or what? Because we're going to bring our tiaras, we're going to bring our thrones, and we're going to bring our scepters. And, you know, the queens, I mean, it kind of sets the tone. Because we're all successful, we can do that. That the inner child can play when they're most successful. And you can lighten up and have fun when you're successful. However, when you're not successful, you kind of have to be serious, and people better make sure that they recognize talent when they hear it or whatever. Well, we're having fun. We laugh a lot, and people get a lot out of our readings. Certainly has helped my reading. I'm getting more readings out of it, too. Because I've lightened up. When you get too much in angst, way, no one wants to to follow along. I'm not sure what I talked about the bucket list. That was part of, I think that was my TV program. At least I tried to get a little lesson when I was doing my lesson by myself. But there were so many call-ins, I didn't have a chance to. See, with TV, I get a ton of calls. I can't believe on radio I'm not getting any calls. So with the television, I had this whole, in fact, I'm doing part of it now. I had this whole lesson set up and the cards pulled and everything. As soon as I opened my mouth and said five sentences, the telephone started ringing. And it never stopped until I brought the next guest in, a guest in. And then the call stopped. Interesting. Huh? You never know why people don't call in, and it's not a problem. Yeah. It's like one time one person said, you keep begging for calls. I said, no, I'm not begging for calls. I just recommending that they might want to call and see what I have to say for them. I think you get a lot of just me talking. All right? The bucket list. Looking at the bucket list. You saw that movie. These two gentlemen had, I don't know how much time they had to live. It didn't make any difference. They decided to make a list of everything that they wanted to do, be, or have. And because the one gentleman was extremely rich, they could do that. And they traveled. They went to Machu Picchu. They did skydiving. They did everything they could possibly think of. And I'd like to recommend that you do that. Do everything you can possibly think of. One of the things, I'm so happy that I traveled when I was younger. Many people say, well, when I get through working and I retire, we're going to save up and go to Hawaii. We're going to save up and do this. I didn't wait. I went, and am I so glad that I went. Many people, quick as they retire, they get ready for the trip, and then one person dies. They never get to share that dream that they had of going to whatever country. And sometimes, so it's living in the moment. And, of course, that does not mean you're going to be irrational about spending money. And I was. I was irrational. And many people said, well, you can't do that. I said, I have to go. I have to go. And whatever. And so I went. I am so tickled that I went. The bucket list, that by doing that, got much shorter. Much, much shorter. I'd love to have you email me your bucket list. What is it you want to do before you... I'm going to do my own. That's so fabulous. There you go. Make a list of everything that you must do before you cross over. When you share it with someone, usually, that will assist you in doing it. Okay. Okay, I'll just bring out my cards again. I'll do another three-card spread. I like this spread. It's the first one is the situation. You can do that with a book. You can, take three books. The first book can be the situation. You open the book to any place and read it, and okay, that's the situation. And then what caused the situation or the past influence? Take another book and open it to any place. And that's it. And the third one is the potential for change. All right. All righty. Double check whether someone's ready to call. Nope. Okay. This is without a question. No question. Okay. I've shuffled my cards. First card. Okay. And that is the Two of Discs, and that is for change. Which means that, again, that goes right back to surrender. You're internally, you're surrendering and ready for change. which is going to put it out to the universe. That it's like God hears you in the innermost communication, knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling. So as you're putting it out, that okay, I'm changing, I'm going to start traveling, I'm going to do this, I'm going to start my business, I'm going to do this and that, and guess what? God hears that, and all of a sudden things will start happening, because we're at that time of the planetary evolution that your desires are required. Maybe they need you in India to go to India to an ashram. Maybe that's what's up for you. So the change is very drastic and radical. It's not this cosmetic change that most of you would love to have without the pain or whatever. It's a deep change. Okay, let's see what's causing the situation or the past influence. All right. The Wheel of Fortune. The reason you're being required to change is because there's something huge or bigger for you that is ready to be given to you. I like that. And the third one, the potential for change for the future, what's coming up in the future because of this is the Ten of Wands oppression. Because of the change internally and the Wheel of Fortune turning, any oppression, which would be people, ideas, anything, will be lifted off, and your sparkle and your sizzle will be able to emerge. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. And that is Saturn. Saturn is that part that is sitting on top of you and not allowing you to move, to come forth with all of your sizzle and sparkle and the inner child having fun. And as soon as you lift that off, and people who are around you that, oh gosh, and a lot of people have them as relatives, you know, I guess we picked them to work out a lot of karma. As soon as they get moved out of the position of being in control of us somehow, and you know, we put them there in that position, then everything can start changing internally and the wheel will turn. The Wheel of Fortune. Hot dang. Can you handle that? Just want to let you know what my website is. It's MountShastaMagic.com. I spent 6 years in Mount Shasta. I've been here almost 11 months in Eugene, Oregon. Delightful place. So many things to see and places to go. And oh, you know what I really like about this area? I can't even count the number of farms where you can go and buy produce. They have, you know, they have a whole full business during the growing season, and then they shut down during the winter. There are so many farms, 20, 30 farms out here. I mean, some of the bigger ones, of course. And I'm canning like crazy, because I can go to places, I can get peaches. And peaches are so good this year. And the corn, bodacious corn. Yep. Life is good. It's simple. You know, that's good. I think I was talking about that before. Let life be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. Huh. Okay. The email is conrad3198@comcast.net. My website, www.mountshastamagic.com. And I am a personal business and spiritual coach. Very intuitive, and I use the tarot cards to kick me into a different dimension to be able to channel, yes, I do channel, information from your guides and my guides. It's like they have a collaboration. I do most of my work on the telephone, and I usually will call you, unless you're in some other place, and then we'll use Skype. How delightful is that? And that's the good news with this radio program, that you can use Skype. to call in. Yeah. Nice, huh? Life gets good, and then it gets gooder. If you can figure out what you think my question was, that would be something to email me. What do you think my question was? Very simple. Could have been a yes or no. But I always like to frame it as give me information about. All right. Let's do a closing reading. We got about 5 minutes left. So I'm doing a closing reading. I'm going to take one card and see what it says. A closing. And that is the Ace of Wands. And that's new beginnings. So whatever the old was, we're burning out the old. And the flames are just leaping out of this torch. So it's kind of like that Kundalini energy from the Devil card. It was just, ooh, the energy and the creativity and the woo. It's just really cooking here. And as the old gets burned out, the new, which is would be the lightning bolts. And, of course, when I always see lightning bolts on my tarot cards, it's always about media. So there's some new beginnings in media, and we know that. And we're burning out the old. Okay, second card. The Empress, as this whole process is happening, is to nurture. To nurture and have compassion for yourself. When things emerge up from the ashes, it becomes, sometimes it's a little bit radical, and we're not quite ready to have it come back again in the new form. We're used to it, whatever it is, in the old form. Let's see what's happening out of this then. Victory, the Six of Wands, and that is victory, meaning that everything is turning toward the center. The fire of passion is right here. In other words, it's already done. The victory is already established. The new is already in place, and the opening has happened. The vision is there. Jupiter in Leo is Jupiter is the expansion of new creativity. Yeah, new creativity. Yes. I invite that in. All right. Well, I don't have too much more to say, actually. No, I'm not sure I had anything to say the whole time, but I sure enjoyed talking. And, yeah. Well, I think I'm going to close then. I think we're ready to close. And you can play some music, some nice music. That would be nice. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. Thank you very much.